the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
For your next flight to Tampa, St. Pete, or Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, family-friendly, free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airlines at Mid-America Airport. Allegiant Airlines has direct flights to these sunny destinations from convenient Mid-America Airport, where you'll find low fares, short lines, and free parking. So next time, fly Allegiant Airlines from Mid-America Airport. Book your flight today at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored in part by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
This weekend, St. Louis. It's the St. Charles Boat Show at the St. Charles Convention Center, February 26th through March 1st. Your favorite Lake of the Ozarks dealers, all on hand with boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, pontoons, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Only $9 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12. Under 6 are free. Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers St. Charles Boat Show, February 26th through March 1st.
Sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. Especially when it comes to motor oil. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
The St. Louis FC, the area's newest professional sports franchise, kicks off their inaugural soccer season this spring at the historic Soccer Park in Fenton. There will be no better place to meet friends, entertain clients, or treat your family. Join them for the authentic soccer experience that the rest of the country is celebrating. Season ticket packages start at just $150, with all-inclusive seating available for all 15 home games. St. Louis FC tickets and merchandise are available at stlouisfc.com. See you at the park.
Get to Subway and experience better for you and great tasting grilled chicken strips on your favorite sandwich, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki or chicken and bacon ranch melt. Subway, eat fresh.
You can't control inflation or the skyrocketing cost of healthcare in retirement, but you can control how you plan for it. Discover how to safeguard your savings on America's Wealth Management Show, Saturday afternoon at 2, here on 550 KTRS.
For a first or second opinion on all your financial needs, please call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and now is your chance to get in here as well and be a contestant on the Harris Challenge. If you've been paying attention to the news this week, here's your chance to prove it. I'm going to clear the phone lines and give everybody a shot at getting in here, particularly those who have not played in the last 30 days. If you haven't been on in the last month, call me now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you every week by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in this town, more than two decades of experience, just released their third album about 2 months ago. It's called Bonafide, selling very nicely by downloads and actual CD physical versions. To find out more about it and to hear some samples, you can go to wellhungarians.net, or you can go see them every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge and good food. And they also play every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge, amazing food, and on stage, the Well Hungarians. Let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Jim.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Everybody who gets on here gets a unique opportunity in the broadcasting world. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity. You can shout out to the family, suck up to the boss, or use it for some prearranged commercial endorsement that makes you rich. Go right ahead.
Oh, what the hell. I just say hello to my wife, Andrea, and my sons, Zach and Alex.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer and see what comes spilling out today. Led, of course, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? Category two, did you hear about Spock? See what I did there?
Yes.
Did you hear about Spock? And category three, government in action or government in action. Either way. Which one would you like?
Oh, let's go with the Spock.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, and here's how the Harris Challenge works. We have Five questions I'm going to ask Jim, starting with the easier one and working our way up to the harder one. Each one has point values, 1 through 5 associated with them. At the end, well, he could get a total of 15 points, but he doesn't have to get all of them. Just as many as 8 points will do it. More than half of the points qualifies you for a special prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With 2 locations, 1 in Forsen and 1 in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, is he doing it too?
I think he is. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Very nice, Jim.
And from Weirenberg Theaters.
Weirenberg.
Hey, you have to whisper, Jim. We have a special movie screening of the movie Chappie, which will be coming up. March 6th, that opens, but a special movie screening is on Wednesday the 4th, and that will be at Ronnie's at 7 o'clock.
I don't know everything about this movie, but I think it's about a robot in the future.
Yes.
And from the clips I've seen, it reminds me of Short Circuit, that movie from years ago with Ali Sheedy.
Yeah.
And what was the robot's name?
Johnny Five.
Johnny Five.
Johnny Five is alive.
Yeah, and Hugh Jackman's in this, and Sigourney Weaver. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Here's one thing America doesn't know. Ian, huge closet Short Circuit fan.
Absolutely.
Yes, he is.
For Johnny Five or Ali Sheedy?
Mark Gutenberg.
No, Steve Gutenberg.
Oh, Steve Gutenberg, yes.
Good grief.
Actually, Ian was in love with his brother Mark.
Wow.
Let's not even go there.
That's crazy.
All right, what else do you have, prize man?
We have a free bowling party.
Right off the head. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
There's the X on the scoreboard. Nicely done.
You can choose from either Crest Bowl in Florissant or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 persons in 1 lane, a 1 large, 1 topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
That's your choice of prizes there, or take them all if you get all 15 points. That package has a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Jim, did you hear about Spock? Is our category. This about Leonard Nimoy, who we found out died today at the age of 83. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what planet was his Star Trek character Spock born?
Pass right away.
After Star Trek, what was Nimoy's next series? Was it Hawaii 5-0, Mission Impossible, or In Search Of?
Mission Impossible.
Correct. Which of these musicals did Leonard Nimoy not do a stage production of? Oklahoma, My Fair Lady, or The King and I?
Oklahoma.
Correct. Nimoy directed the highest-grossing film of 1987, starring Steve Guttenberg, Tom Selleck, and Ted Danson. What was it called?
Ben and the Baby.
Correct. In how many Star Trek movies did Nimoy play Spock? Was it 4, 6, or 8?
6. 8.
Back to the one-pointer. On what planet was Spock born? Vulcan is correct. He did the 6 original movies with the original cast. He's also been back for the 2 reboots by J.J. Abrams, including the one from last year called Star Trek Into Darkness. So you got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4, Jim, for a total of 10 points, and you are a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get whichever prize you would like. By the way, speaking of Spock, I can't imagine that the people at the Big Bang Theory aren't already thinking, how can we do an episode about him? Because Sheldon is so enamored by Spock on that show. I wonder if they can, I don't know if they've already finished filming for this season, but I would think that they would be doing something about that fairly soon. Scott, you're on the Big 550. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Good afternoon.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just hoping that we have great weather and Kentucky beats Arkansas tomorrow.
Well, you may have okay weather tomorrow, but on Sunday, of course, we have Icepocalypse 2015 to look forward to.
So we got that going for us.
Yes, we do. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Government in action or people in the news? Our new third category.
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV anchorman has been caught in a series of lies during his career but has the full backing of the network for which he hosts the highest-rated cable newscast?
Pass.
Which of these was decriminalized in South Korea this week? Adultery, blasphemy, or joking about Kim Jong-un?
Adultery.
Correct. What kind of animals got loose in Phoenix yesterday, creating tons of interest on TV and online?
Llamas.
Correct. Which NFL running back could return to football this year after winning the appeal of a suspension for beating his child with a belt?
Adrian Peterson.
Correct. Five-pointer. What did KFC announce it has introduced at its restaurants in England? Fat-free French fries, an edible coffee cup, or a fried chicken version of shepherd's pie?
Oh, England, it's got to be shepherd's pie.
No, it's the edible coffee cup. And we're out of time, so I'll just tell you, it was Bill O'Reilly who's been caught in the lies, but is not going to be fired by Fox News. Here's the story on the edible coffee cup. KFC calls it the Scoffee Cup. It's a cup made of cookies wrapped in sugar paper, lined with a layer of white chocolate that doesn't melt. So after you drink the coffee, you eat the cup. Or if you like the cup too much, don't eat too much or you get coffee in your lap. And then we get the then we get the hot coffee thing. Also about the adultery thing. Yes, South Korea has decriminalized adultery. And I'm not making this up. In the 24 hours after they made the announcement, condom sales in South Korea went through the roof. And the last one of these stories I want to mention is the llamas who got loose yesterday. There was not an office in America that wasn't where the TV wasn't surrounded by people watching the white and black llamas running around Phoenix. There were two things about this story that got me. One are the guys in the pickup trucks who lassoed the llamas. Did you see that?
Yes.
It's an amazing video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
Amazing video. And the other thing is I'm reminded of a joke a friend of mine did on the radio 30-plus years ago when a group called the Motels had a song called Take the L Out of Lover.
Yeah.
And it's over.
Yeah.
He said, you know, if you take the L out of llama, it's llama.
Yeah, I said with a neck that long, if they weren't able to lasso him, he couldn't be called cowboy anymore.
That's very true. All right, Scott, you got the 2, the 3, and the 4, 9 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll bring in our third contestant. Hello, Roger.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just let us know. Let's have some fun.
All right. We have government in action, people in the news, or no, really, have you been paying attention? Which one would you like?
No, really, have you paid attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Roger. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country is the first to allow the creation of human embryos with the DNA of 3 people? Is it the U.S., England, or Russia?
England.
Correct. Which ABC sitcom aired an episode this week shot entirely on iPhones, iPads, and MacBooks?
Pass.
What book by Adolf Hitler will be reprinted in Germany for the first time since World War II?
Pass.
Which Caribbean nation, where you probably thought weed was already legal, finally decriminalized small amounts of pot this week?
Jamaica.
Correct. According to the nation's top nutrition panel, what can you drink 3 to 5 cups of each day with minimal risk to your health?
Coffee.
Correct. Which ABC sitcom aired that episode this week shot on iPhones, iPads, and MacBooks? The show is called Modern Family, and Hitler's book was Mein Kampf. But you didn't need that because you got the 5, the 4, and the 1 for a total of 10 points. Roger, nicely done.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome. And let's meet our next contestant. And that's you, Gary. Welcome to the Big 550.
Hey, Paul and gang.
Hey, gang.
Hey, Gary.
Gary says hello.
Hi, Gary.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just wanted to add a fish called Wanda to that last category last year of our
con man movies.
Con man, okay.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites, too. Ken.
That's right. All right, Gary, let's see what we have left here. We have government in action or people in the news. What'll it be?
In action.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did President Obama use his veto pen for this week for only the 3rd time in his presidency?
For that oil line?
Yeah, the XL pipeline. In its net neutrality ruling this week, which federal agency said that the Internet must be considered a public utility?
The FCC?
Correct. For which cabinet position was Loretta Lynch approved by the Senate to replace Eric Holder?
Attorney General.
Correct. What became legal to own in Washington, D.C. yesterday, but not to sell or use on federal property?
Marijuana?
Yeah, it's in the news a lot. In what state did a legislator get a brief lesson on female anatomy after asking if a woman could swallow a small camera for doctors to conduct a remote gynecological exam?
Wow.
I'll give you three guesses here. Is it Idaho, Nebraska, or Mississippi?
Idaho.
It is Idaho, where Representative Vito Barbieri was told by the witness, Dr. Julie Madsen, no, that wouldn't work because when you swallow a pill, it does not end up in your vagina. So let's see how you did here, Gary. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call a clean sweep for 15 points and all the prizes.
Sweet.
Nicely done. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get all of them, and we'll bring in our final contestant today. Hello, Sheila.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
I'm just getting off work and going home.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock for one category left on the board here. It's called People in the News.
Okay.
Now, I do have to tell you, before we play this category, Ian and I worked very hard at putting together a special Leonard Nimoy musical tribute for Punisher music today, and we have a whole bunch of them that are ready to go because we figured, well, maybe we'll need all the way up to 5, depending on how much people have been paying attention this week. And for the first time in a long time, no one's been punished yet, Sheila.
Well, I don't want to break the streak, so.
Well, all the pressure's on you now.
I know.
People in the News is the category. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was Eddie Ray Ralph convicted of killing, which sentenced him to life in prison this week?
Pass.
Which scandal-plagued performer released a statement to his fans this week that claimed, hey, 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 I'm far from finished?
Fat Albert.
Who's the performer?
Bill Cosby.
Correct. Which ESPN broadcaster was suspended this week for weird tweets about pediatric cancer and Penn State?
Pass.
Which Comedy Central show did Jason Jones announce he'll leave to do a sitcom for TBS while his wife, Samantha Bee, stays on as a correspondent?
Can you repeat that one?
Which Comedy Central show did Jason Jones announce he'll leave to do a sitcom for TBS while his wife, Samantha Bee, stays on as a correspondent?
Pass.
Earl Lloyd died yesterday at 86. In what major sports league was he the first African-American player in 1950? Take a guess.
Basketball.
What league?
Oh, NBA.
Yeah, it is the NBA. You're right. It was the Daily Show for Jason Jones and Samantha Bee. Keith Olbermann from ESPN. And Eddie Ray Ralph is the guy convicted of killing Chris Kyle, who's the subject of American Sniper.
Yes!
Yeah. Let's see how you did here, Sheila. You did 2 for Cosby and 5 for the NBA. And 7 points means you came up 1 short. And yes, we are going to have Mr. Spock, Leonard Nimoy, punish you.
I left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning.
Leonard Nimoy dead today at the age of 83, but still around to punish you, Sheila.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye.
The Harris Challenge is brought to you every week by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at Major's Sports Saloon. I'm sorry, that's last week. Stand by. I wasn't here last week. Nobody was here to cross it off for me. The Well Hungarians are playing tonight at Long Shots Bar and Billiards in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And tomorrow night, they'll be at Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois, where they've got some pretty good food. You can find out more about their third album, Bonafide, by going to their website, wellhungarians.net, or download their app and stay in touch with them where they play every single week. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's check traffic right now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you guys should have given Sheila a consolation prize. Man, she was happy. She took it great.
That's the way you're supposed to when you play the Harris Challenge.
I know. I loved it. I like that little giggle she had after she heard that.
That was very cute.
Yeah. All right. We've got an accident that they're working on northbound 170 at Airport Road that's got the right lane blocked. And for some reason, I couldn't see a reason why, but they're only using the center lane to get through. So traffic is backed up just north of Page now. Now, if you're traveling on westbound Highway 40, you've got some slow to stop and go pockets from Grand out through McCausland. You're a little bit slow from 270 out through Mason. Eastbound 64 in Illinois, I couldn't see the reason why. No malfunctioning stoplights at St. Clair Square or anything like that. But eastbound 64 is pretty well jammed up now between Highway 157 up through Highway 159. We're looking at southbound 270. You've got heavier volume, but everything seems to be moving at the speed limit from Page down through Doherty Ferry. And on westbound 70, look for a couple areas of slow pockets now between Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt, and then as you go from 170 past the airport. This traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. Great endings begin here, where you could take two separate trips and earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels. And visit choicehotels.com for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like hanging out at the sports bar
without all of the wannabes.
The Big Sports Show.
Weeknights at 6:30
on the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
When you're choosing a dentist, there are a few things that are important. One is you want a dentist that cares. Well, Bowen Dental Care is a family practice by a family that cares. You also want one-stop shopping, and at Bowen Dental Care, all of their work is done under one roof in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care has been serving the community for 40 plus years, and the practice has been handed down from generation to generation, all under one roof. Orthodontics, Invisalign, wisdom teeth, teeth whitening, root canals, oral surgery, and yes, dental implants, all under one roof. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, right there at 270 and 170 and Dunn Road. For all of your dentist needs, you need a family dentist that cares. Insurance, no insurance, Bowen Dental Care will work with you. 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
What is Broadway Ford Truck Sales, you ask? For sales, service, parts, and rentals, there's only one that's the real deal. Broadway Ford Truck Sales. Hey, don't take my word for it. Here's someone who knows Broadway Ford Truck Sales inside and out.
Hi, I'm Terry Wojtowicz, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's over 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles. But we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. If you're in the market for a new or used truck, then Broadway Ford Truck Sales can help you. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Sales at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140. A proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
Here's a special announcement for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. Now, there's hope. The Internal Revenue Service has extraordinary programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the 911 Tax Relief Helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-296-5514. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will halt all collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Relief Helpline. 800-296-5514. 800-296-5514. 800-296-5514. 296-5514.
If you'd like to see more clearly without contacts or glasses, but you don't think there's a LASIK procedure that can help you, the first thing you need to see clearly is the truth. Because LASIK procedures are now available for more vision problems than ever. Nearsightedness, farsightedness, even astigmatism. Get all the eye-opening facts now from LASIK.com and see how we can offer a solution that's right for you. We can even offer a solution that's right for your wallet, too, including $400 off the LASIK procedure that's right for you. Individual results may vary. So call now, 1-800-600-8239. LASIK.com provides answers to commonly asked questions, brings you up to speed on the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and gives you access to America's leading LASIK providers. So if you want to see more clearly without glasses, get the facts about the LASIK solution that's right for you, and find out how to get $400 off, that's $200 per eye, at LASIK.com, call now, 1-800-600-8239. That's 1-800-600-8239.
Everybody loves hardwood floors, and everybody pays a premium, except if you call Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. They have pricing direct from the factory, which means lower prices for you. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors has been around well over 15 years and now have three locations in Crestwood, Manchester, and in St. Peter's. It's a locally owned and operated company, so you're not paying for national advertising. They have installation classes, and they'll teach you everything you need to know to save even more money. Better yet, if that's not your style, they'll find you somebody who will install the hardwood floors from Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, and you'll still save big. Huge selections of colors and styles in stock and always at the best price. If you're thinking about installing hardwood floors and setting off your house just right, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is the only way to go. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100 or BoardwalkHardwood.com. Three locations, Crestwood, Manchester, and in St. Peter's. Locally owned and operated, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You have to get your grass ready for spring, right? That's where DynaGreen comes in. Check your local lawn and garden dealer and get the Crabgrass Preventer. Controls crabgrass, annual grasses, and broadleaf weeds for up to 5 months and rapidly thickens your lawn. How would you like to have the best lawn on the block? DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. Designed for the region, designed for the climate, designed for you, the homeowner. Ask your local lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. For your local DynaGreen dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yeah, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you every day by Andy Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with us in the studio. And on the phone from Southern California now, Mr. Mike Evans. How are you, Mike?
Pop quiz question today. The star of 50 Shades of Grey, Dakota Johnson, said she couldn't help stealing a prop from the movie. What prop did Dakota steal from the film? A sexy teddy. Handcuffs. A mask. A flogger. Answer in just a minute. Got a couple of movie reviews for you. Opening today, 71. Did you see it, 71?
No, it hasn't. I don't even know what it is.
It's a thriller about a band of English soldiers in 1971 who go into war-torn Belfast only to face a fierce attack, forced to withdraw, but leave one of their soldiers behind that has to survive the night. Jack O'Connell stars. It is fabulous. Rated R, 1 hour, 40 minutes, 3 stars.
Wow. 71, it's called? That's the whole title?
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Next movie is called Focus.
Saw it.
Stars Will Smith and Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, Will Smith has made some real stinkers lately. This one doesn't have quite the stench. Takes a con to know a con, and there's a lot of con going on here. Certainly not an Ocean's 11. Decent crime comedy. The surprise ending you'll either love or hate. Rated R, under 2 hours, 2 stars.
Yeah, I liked it a little bit more than you did. I gave it a 7.5 out of 10 on the show earlier. But one of the things that I liked about it was...
Did you like the ending?
I'm kind of with you on that one. But one of the things I liked about it was they did something that you have to do in all good con movies, and that's not let the audience in on everything. The audience has to be tricked as well as the mark, and I think they do that pretty well in this movie.
Sort of like The Sting.
Yeah.
And Margot's beautiful.
Yes, she is.
More movie news. The consensus, the publicists, and movie theater owners say that the worst 5 movies and performances last year were, number 5, everybody in the movie and the movie Transformer.
Mm.
Number 4, Ice Cube and Kevin Hart in Ride Along.
Mm.
Number 3, Adam Sandler in Blended.
Yep.
Number 2, Nicole Kidman in Grace of Monaco.
She just does not make anything good, does she?
No. Number 1, Nick Cage in Left Behind.
Mm.
New Top Dog celebrity tipper, boxer Floyd Mayweather. His crew of 8 in New York for 3 days. Scoop is that Floyd, always a big tipper, tipped the waiters, the waitresses, valets, and hotel chambers made a little over $25,000.
I have a friend who was thinking about going out to Vegas for the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
And I said, are you going to get tickets? He said, no, I don't have $60,000. The tickets cost $60,000 for this fight?
I don't know. Maybe that's the early word, but that's not really happening.
Wow.
That's not really happening.
Just stay at home and watch it on pay-per-view for like 50, can't you?
Yeah, I would think so. What did you think about what Dakota Johnson stole from the props from the 50 Shades of Grey? Sexy Teddy, handcuffs, a mask, or a flogger?
I'm going to go handcuffs. Ian?
Flogger.
Dan? I'll go Sexy Teddy.
All right.
The answer is flogger. And you're about to get flogged right now, homie. Aloha Friday. Don't wait till Monday. We're going to play a day. Aloha Friday. Consider yourself flogged. Lydia Kalani, Lonnie, Annie, okay. Look who in the cock and ho. Two, carry, cat, he. Well, that'll come a kick. I got a ho.
That's Mike Evans. Brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And that music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We start today, well, we can't avoid it. We got to go back to the state of Florida, where a man returned home from a weekend trip with his wife and daughter and found a pair of his own pants on the floor of his bedroom, and he knew he had not left them there. Then he noticed that the door to the closet was open and some boxes were missing. Well, not just a couple of boxes, 183 boxes. And what was in them? Nickels. The boxes were full of rolls of nickels, 370,000 nickels. Do the math on that. It's worth $18,500. The guy was a nickel collector. Turned out that while he and his wife and his daughter were away, they had left their 18-year-old son at home. And guess what their son did? He threw a party, and dozens of people showed up. Not only did somebody at the party, or some people at the party, take the nickels, they also took 2 guns and some ammunition he kept in that same closet. Police don't have a lead on the thieves yet. Here's the great part of this story. Not that you should think about 370,000 nickels that were rolled and put in boxes and then stolen. But the press release the police issued asking the public to be especially alert at places where somebody could go to redeem change, like at banks or grocery stores with coin counting machines. Imagine being at the Walmart Supercenter and somebody goes up to that coin machine. Excuse me, you're going to have to wait a while. I have 370,000 nickels I have to feed into this thing. While we're in Florida, let's get the story from Miami, where somebody spotted a woman passed out in her car, which was running. One of her breasts was exposed. Her skirt was hiked up over her waist. The passerby called the cops, and when Sergeant Ken Fricky showed up, knocked on the window, the woman awakened and opened her purse to show her ID, and that's when the cop noticed two plastic bags, one that looked like it had marijuana in it, the other looked like it had cocaine in it. He then inspected it more closely. Not only pot and coke, but oxycodone and morphine and other drugs in there, as well as a pipe. He asked her, why do you have all the drugs? And she said, because my back hurts from being an adult dancer. Yeah, and apparently you've got a side hobby that involves your skirt hiked up and your breast exposed. She was arrested on multiple drug charges. In London, England, firefighters say rays from the sun refracted through a Nutella jar and caused a house fire. The jar did not have any of the hazelnut spread left in it, but that it had been put on a windowsill, and the sun poured through and refracted and ignited the blinds and burned most of the kitchen before the fire brigade showed up. According to a statement posted Tuesday by the brigade, the family was not home, but the blaze did kill their dog. Fire investigator Charlie Pugsley said, quote, it sounds far-fetched that a jar that used to contain Nutella and now had a few rubber bands inside could cause a severe house fire, but that is exactly what happened. And we'll finish today in Syracuse, New York, where the athletic department at Syracuse University had a ceremony in the Carrier Dome to honor two of its former stars, Roosevelt Bowie and Louis Orr. And they retired their jerseys, and everything went fine while they raised a banner to the rafters with their names on it. Then it came time to hand the guys their commemorative jerseys. Orr's was perfect. Bowie's, not so much. His name is spelled B-O-U-I-E. The jersey said B-O-W-I-E. Joe Giansante, who's the chief of communications for the athletic department, said the school deeply regretted the mistake and it had already begun the process of ordering a jersey with the correct name. Now, that's really not enough to get into the knuckleheads. It's the explanation that qualifies, as far as I'm concerned. Giansante said one employee was in charge of ordering the jersey and picking it up, and that no one else in the athletic department looked at it before the ceremony began. A reporter asked, why didn't somebody double-check on something as important as the name on the jersey of the person you're honoring? Giansante said the school hadn't anticipated that this was something that required fact-checking. Quote, it was not something that, how can I say it? It wasn't something that you think you'd need to look at beforehand. A lot of us were surprised, but it was just an honest human mistake. It was a Snickers commercial come to life. No word on which employee it was, but I'm guessing it was Jenkins. And those are your knuckleheads in the news today. Thanks, as always, to contributor Matt Burrows for some of our stories. If you see one worthy of inclusion here, email it to paul@harrisonline.com or tweet it to me at Paul Harris Show. Couple of things before we go here. Donald Trump was mouthing off again today about running for president. I've said it before, I will say it again. If Donald Trump gets even one electoral vote for president, I will eat his toupee.
Toupee?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
He's just full of it. And the other is that there's a show on the WE network, not the WB network, but the WE television network tonight. It's an import from England that I remember talking about a year and a half ago on this show. And nobody believed me that there was such a show in England. Well, now you can see it for yourself. It's on TV tonight. The show is called Sex Box.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We heard about this.
Heard about it.
This is the show where a couple comes on. In fact, there are three couples that come on, three different segments. And they come on and they talk to a team of therapists, couples counselors, if you will. One is a therapist from Beverly Hills, one is a black female pastor, and one is a tatted-up clinical psychologist. They're going to talk to these people beforehand, and then the couple goes into the sex box, which is a large room in the middle of the stage. Now, there's a studio audience there, but there are no cameras inside, and there are no microphones inside, and so anybody who's watching Sex Box and thinking they're going to hear or see people having sex. No, that's what the internet is for. You don't need a TV show for that. Just look it up yourself. You can find it anytime you want. So I was reading today about this show. It apparently is a hit in England. I don't know why. but it is. On the American version, the participants will be timed as to how long they're in there. Like, it's a contest. You're supposed to have gone on the show for couples counseling.
30 seconds.
Now they're turning it into a competition.
One of the couples that you'll see on the show tonight spends a whole 30 minutes in the box, and so when they come out, wearing silk pajamas, by the way,
whoa,
the audience goes, whoa, 30 minutes in the sex box.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to go into the problems that these people were having in their lives, but just imagine the kind of people who would go on a show and talk about this. You know, it's one thing to go on with Dr. Drew Pinsky and Adam Carolla on Loveline. I don't know. Does Carolla still do that show?
No.
Okay, but Pinsky still does, right?
I think so.
You know, people go on that show and they talk about their sexual problems, their love relationship problems, that sort of stuff. That would be okay. But then to agree to go into a box on the stage with an audience that's going to go, ooh, you know, they're all into it for the titillation. You don't get to see or hear anything, so there's nothing to be titillated. Instead of watching the show, just sit at home and imagine what it would be as a married person to have sex. It's 5:54. That's the show for this week. I'm Paul Harris. Mm-hmm. That's Ian. That's Dan. Have a great weekend. Good luck getting through Icepocalypse 2015 on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you next week.
Just remember, nothing is hitting tomorrow night when the Southside Johnny Band plays at Elmo's.
Who's in the Southside Johnny Band? Anybody we know?
Yeah, me.
Oh, that's right.
Me, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever mentioned them before?
No.
Oh.
No.
So you have a gig. Congratulations.
Yeah, we do have a gig.
Where is it again?
Elmo's Hideaway on Lime Ferry Road, right across from Melville High School.
And what time do you hit the stage?
We hit the stage at 8 o'clock, 8 till midnight.
So that means that the heaviest snow should be here about 7:55 tomorrow.
Probably. I'm sure it will be. And here's a guy to fill you in on traffic, and he's airborne. It's Tim Weiland.
Did you hear that, everybody? Dan's in a band.
What?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know why he hasn't mentioned it before today.
That's crazy.
It's beyond me. They were just clearing a stalled vehicle out of the center lane on southbound Hanley right at Highway 40. You do have a bit of a backup there. They should be cleared here in just about 2 or 3 minutes. You've got an accident reported now northbound 141 at Highway 21. We've got an incident on southbound Telegraph at Baumgartner because things are really jammed up from 255 up through Baumgartner, Cliff Cave, that area. And then you're also slow in that right lane trying to get off at Telegraph. Now on eastbound 40, you're looking a little bit better. You're just heavy at Vandeventer and then slow again from Kings Highway through McCausland. You look pretty good until you get to 270, a little slow down through Mason. They've cleared the accident northbound 170 at Airport Road. You're still slow, though, between St. Charles Rock Road to about Highway 70, and then things open up. And this traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. Great endings begin here, where you can take two separate trips and earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and visit choicehotels.com for details. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station, the Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Don't miss the Carnival Cruise giveaways, where you could win one of three Caribbean vacations on February 28th. Argosy Casino, Alton.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
Simple Green, Simple Green.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye,
in your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I don't know that Missouri has much chance of finding anyone that's going to duplicate him.
The death of State Auditor Tom Schweik being felt across the state by one Republican fundraiser says the state is paying a big price because of it.
A violent rampage in a southern Missouri town. Seven people killed by a gunman, another wounded. What police believe may have set off the gunman. First at 6, seven people shot to death in southern Missouri. An eighth person was wounded. The gunman was found dead several miles away. His mother also dead.
It all played out in the tiny town of Tyrone in Texas County, 2.5 hours southwest of St. Louis. We have live team coverage tonight. We'll begin with Fox News' Paul Shankman, who's in Tyrone with